Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Abundology Podcast. My name is Renee Spears. I'm a Law of Attraction mentor and spiritual advisor, and I help people be happy and have more money, love, time, and joy in their lives. I'm coming to you from Portland, Oregon, and this is the weekly energy update for the week of March 7th, 2021. Every Sunday, I talk about how the energy is going to be for the week ahead, and I also infuse the show with some positive vibes, so you do get a little positive energy boost just for listening. And we're in Pisces season for the first 3 weeks of March. Pisces season is a time for getting in touch with our feelings and connecting with our spiritual sides. We're more emotional than normal, and it reminds us how deeply we're connected to the whole world around us. Pisces is also the last sign of the whole zodiac year and the culmination of the wisdom and the energies of all the signs and the year that came before us. And this comes right at the same time that we're hitting the one-year mark for COVID. We have conflicting energies coming together. We have the spring energy that we talked about last week that we're starting to move into that makes us feel like we want to get back out in the world and move forward. But we're just not quite ready to do that safely yet. And then we have the Pisces energy that's emotional and it's wrapping up all the energy of the past year. And we're feeling the grief of the last year. Even if you haven't lost a loved one this year, we feel the collective grief of all the lives that we've lost. We're also feeling grief for the loss of normalcy, for businesses and restaurants that we loved closing. Traditions that helped us mark time passing that have stopped. Jobs that have been lost, and on and on. This grief can show up as sadness, as feeling nostalgic, and also laziness, because grief zaps your energy. Part of us really, really wants to move forward. That's the spring energy. And the other part of us is emotional and lazy. Sometimes so lazy that we can't even force ourselves to do anything. And that's the grief and the Pisces energy. So this may show up as us judging ourselves and beating up on ourselves because we aren't doing anything. More so than other years because we're dealing with this COVID grief anniversary too. So your job this week is to be easy on yourself. Let yourself do nothing this week if that's what you feel like doing. Don't beat up on yourself because you aren't moving forward fast enough. Just go with the flow and be easy on yourself. And it might make it easier for you to do this knowing that there are no major planets in retrograde until the end of April. This means that we're moving forward without much effort. The planets are taking care of the effort for us. So there's no need to push yourself right now. Let the energy of the planets do the work for you. And remember that we're in the year of the ox and we're making slow progress. We are moving forward. So even if you take a day or the whole week to be lazy, you're still going to be progressing and moving forward and starting to look toward the future. So honor your feelings and move forward with ease. Move forward with ease. The great news is this conflicting energy only lasts this week because we have a new moon at the end of this week on Saturday. And as you know, a new moon is the start of a new cycle. The Aquarius new moon cycle ends and the Pisces new moon cycle begins. The new moon in Pisces is a good time to start something new, focusing first on dreaming and visualizing. So while we're moving forward with ease, let's spend some time dreaming about where we're going. And I am a big daydreamer. When I was a kid, I'd lay under the big tree in our front yard and I would daydream, sometimes for hours. And what I dreamed about would happen, it would come true. And I really thought that this was how life worked. And I was practicing manifesting the law of attraction. I didn't even know anything about those things then. It was well into my 20s that I realized that, before I realized that that's not what everybody else did. I just assumed this is what everybody did in their life. So take some time this week to daydream, to imagine how you want the next part of your life to be. And remember that daydreaming is doing something for those of us that feel the need to be productive. Years ago, I was in San Francisco and I was listening to a talk by this Buddhist monk, and I cannot remember the dude's name. I wish I could because it was such a great talk. And I remember him saying that you could make more money meditating for 20 minutes than you can working 8 hours. And I've thought about that so many times over the years. And now when I get in that I need to be productive feeling, I remember that all I have to do is be quiet and meditate or dream for 20 minutes. And psychologically, it lets me off the hook. Clearly, we want to get away from thinking that our worth comes from productivity. That's just not true. If you are born and alive, you have worth. It does not come from what you do. But that's a tough belief for many of us to get rid of. But we can transition out of that thinking by remembering how much more we shape our reality by daydreaming and imagining and meditating than we do working. The energy in March is starting to accelerate and we'll be making progress, getting things done, planning for the future, crossing things off the to-do list, and we're going to do it all with ease. And this new moon is magical, like it's sprinkled in fairy dust. It's so lovely. We'll be getting clear about relationships and the next big thing. It's a time to dream big and to set our foundation for a more beautiful, alive, high-vibing life. I just love this new moon. And there's one other day I want to mention, and that is Thursday the 11th. It is one of the most magical and mystical days of the year when the sun aligns with Neptune. Neptune is a planet of hopes and dreams and wishes. And with both the sun and Neptune currently in Pisces, these dreamy vibes are amplified. So this is a day when your intuition will be heightened. You're more likely to receive downloads from the universe and insights from your higher self, messages from your angels or your guides. So pay attention to any inspiration or message that you get that day. I'm also talking with the astrologer Deborah Norton that day. She's coming back to do a podcast on what to expect in the charts from the spring equinox to the summer solstice. And I'll post that podcast sometime in the next week or so. So recapping this week, we may have some conflicting energies of wanting to move forward but not having the energy to do that quite yet. But it will feel much better after the new moon on Saturday. We're moving forward with ease. I love times like this when you can just go with the flow and let the planets do all the work for us. And yet we're still moving forward and we're making progress. It's just so easy. So be kind to yourself. If you don't feel like doing anything this week, don't. I'm giving you permission right now. So if you're laying on the couch and somebody says, "Hey, you're laying on the couch a lot," just say, "Hey, Renee gave me permission this week to lay on the couch." We're moving forward anyway, so let's take advantage of all those forward-moving planets and have a lovely, easy week. So as always, thank you for listening. Remember that the podcast is now closed captioned on YouTube. So take it easy this week, and I will talk to you next week.